Salt Lake City leaders say they can't be the only ones working on long-term affordable housing. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Salt Lake City Council says they want to show other cities along the Wasatch Front that affordable housing can be done well and can fit into a neighborhood. Councilman Charlie Luke told the Deseret News and KSL editorial boards they think their plan can even lift neighborhoods.
We don't want to build 60s type housing projects. They have not been successful. They're coming down in many communities.
He says it has to be mixed use and mixed income, but Salt Lake City can't do it all. The council today is set to pass its first long-term housing plan in more than a decade. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City leaders say their idea for affordable housing will not be like the 60s housing projects, and they want other cities in the Wasatch Front to follow their lead. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Salt Lake City Council is set to pass a long-term housing plan today with a big focus on increasing affordable housing, and they think other cities need to take it on too. Councilman Stan Penfold says places like South Jordan and Sandy are not going to be insulated from reality.
Will be when parents see their children having to move away, when parents are having to relocate regularly because they can't afford the rents.
He spoke to the KSL and Deseret News editorial boards. Salt Lake leaders say they want these affordable housing projects to be mixed use and mixed income so they fit into neighborhoods. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.